Davis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us today to talk about her wonderful book, Life is a Spiritual Soup, Discovering Your Spiritual Legacy, is Juliana Raymond. Juliana is a teacher, author, visionary, and life coach who has been introducing individuals to the presence of watchful guardians for many years. She is also the author of God's Toolbox, How God Answers Prayers. She is a featured author in the best selling series Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, and the author of I Hope Your Turkey Burns, A Courageous Journey of Marriage, Divorce, and Life Transformation. Juliana, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning. In the introduction to your book, Life is a Spiritual Soup, you write, quote, experiencing my own life disruption many years ago, I began to question the authenticity of a spiritual director that would ultimately undergo my own spiritual epiphany. Juliana, if you wouldn't mind sharing what happened and about your spiritual epiphany.
Well, when any of us go through any of the life challenges that we experience, it causes us to reflect on really what is going on and what is important in our lives. It causes us to question everything. And I started questioning whether there really was a God. That journey in my research led me to discover a wonderful, powerful spiritual network that is very viable and very real. Everyone has the opportunity to do their own research and to explore those their own epiphanies, but I can tell you that connecting to what we call Source, or what others might call God, is a very powerful transformation, and when you invite the individual guardians into your life, a transformation begins. My prayer began as, Dear God, if you can help me through this mess, I will serve you the rest of my days.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know, I actually was going to ask about that, about how you actually, you know, because you write about God needing to be invited to be part of your personal transformation, and I didn't know how one goes about doing this, so...
It's not a formal conversation.
I know, if you have like a written invitation.
I mean, it's just like, you know, your intention is pure, and you just reach out and you say, I need help. Is there anybody listening? But you ask for the cosmic consciousness, the Christ consciousness, to enter into your life. And by the way, there is a misunderstanding about what the Christ consciousness is.
I was about to ask about that.
It is just a higher source. A higher light. It doesn't mean that if you're Jewish or Muslim that you cannot embody what is called the Christ consciousness, but it is the consciousness of the cosmic master realm or light force in the universe, and it is available to all human beings. It is not about separation. It's not about my religion is better than your religion. It's about connecting to your spiritual destiny. And each one of us has our own spiritual destiny. Most of us misunderstand it, considering it to be a religious affiliation, and it is not. It's very separate from that.
Oh, that's really interesting. So what role does God, like how is God different from, get, you know, the guidance systems? And I mean, it's so interesting. It's very multi-layered.
It's multi-layered. It really is. Every religion has its own definition of how you can connect to that special God, the prayers and the rituals and so on and so forth. And really, it's much more simple than that. It's just connecting to this light source that is the universal force within our cosmic dimension. And when we can connect to that force, we start a really individual transformation. The light is within all of us. It doesn't exist external of us. It isn't in a house of prayer. And by the way, I'm not separating religion as you know, pointing fingers or anything else. I'm just saying it's kind of been developed as a social outlet.
Okay.
And because God is within our hearts. You mm-hmm. don't need to be in a house to worship to God. God is everywhere. God is in the trees. God is outside in the nature. And the more time we spend with that, I had a saying that I said I carried God in my pocket, and it meant that God was with me at all times. It didn't matter where I was, that I could connect to that source wherever I needed to, whenever I needed to.
Oh, that must be really helpful.
It is so helpful. And the thing is, we neglect to think that we can call out at any time for the smallest of things. When we're ill, or when we're devastated, that's usually when we call out the most. But just walking around in appreciation and looking out and seeing the light of the day in a whole new reflection and a whole new perception. It adds life to the people that we are, and it builds something within us. I like to say we are masters, and we just need to find that mastery.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And, you know, obviously this is a health show, and I think when you embrace that spirituality, it's going to make your whole life more meaningful and benefit your health as well.
Yes. It raises a vibration, and when you raise your vibration, you insulate yourself from the illness or the dysfunction or the dis-ease, dis-ease as hyphenated D-I-S hyphen E-A-S-E. It means that we're not comfortable with something that's going on in our environment. I teach workshops that are what's toxic in your life, and these are really layered also. And when you discover some of the things that we just generally overlook, we see areas that need to be transformed. And it's a lot of work. I'm not going to tell you that it's an easy journey, because it's not. But it is a simple journey. And once you invite your resources, your cosmic resources into your life, there is a significant transformation. Things become easier. They become more enlivened. And it's easier to raise up above the coming chaos, which is going to disrupt our lives and cause us to question many things.
Yeah, you know, one of the things you wrote in the book that's very hopeful, you wrote a lot of things that were hopeful, but I quote, we have lived in darkness for a very long time. The grand news is that we are beginning to remember who we are and reawakening to our spiritual heritage. Why do you think this is happening? And it's great that it's happening.
The earth is shifting, and many of us have been calling out for a long time asking for change, and the change is now being answered. And so you're seeing this in the position, and the earth is actually its axis. This is a scientific something, so I'm not even going to go down that road. But, with many of the earthquakes and the volcanoes and all of the things that are happening now, the earth's axis has been on a wobble. It's actually changed, and it's positioned us in the universal cosmic placement differently. So because we're closer to some planets and further away from others, the vibration or the magnetic vibration of the Earth has changed, and we are a reflection of that medic alteration. It's asking us all to now actually speed up in a cellular component to match the vibration of where the Earth's transition has taken us. I know that's exceptionally complicated for most people
to
understand.
That's why you got to read the book.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Change. Anything that is not in a complement of the balance of the individuals that we should be is being brought to the surface for us to examine so that it can be removed and balanced so that we can all prosper. And this is the wonderful news. There's going to be upheaval and change, and it's going to look like it's so chaotic and it's bad and everything else, but we're not supposed to be in fear of this. We're supposed to embrace it. Anything that's no longer in the balance of the spiritual individuals that we all are is going to be removed so that we can now live in a life of abundance and joy and creative freedom that we should all have been experiencing for a long time, and we haven't.
Yeah, well, for people who are listening who are, you know, wondering, well, I've never really thought about this before. I've never really thought about my spirituality or religion or, you know, what's a good way for them to get started?
Read the book.
okay, that might have been a silly question. You know what I mean, like this, yeah.
Call out to your spiritual guardians. Call out to whatever you call an entity, a force that you would have identified by many names, we call it God, that is something that is close to your heart, whatever religious practice that you serve. Spirituality is not religion. Spirituality is an in-depth research of your own self. That's all metaphysics is. Metaphysics is a research of your own spiritual heritage. We come from spirit. So you cannot be spiritual. You may not practice being spiritual, and that's another story, but you can't be separated from it unless you desire to be separated from it. And many of us walk around almost blind that we are in a spiritual dimension in a physical life.
I see. And
so
in
it's
the
just
book,
inviting those people into your life to help you with your transformation.
I see. And you provide a working understanding of spirituality in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another
mm-hmm.
great reason that people should read it, because that is really going to help people who feel like, I don't even know where to begin. And if you can talk
right.
a little bit about that working understanding of spirituality.
Once again, spirituality and religion, while they seem to be coordinated, are very different. The spirituality that everyone has within their soul is their own understanding of how they are acquiring the knowledge in a physical dimension. And how they express that is usually how people follow a different religious conviction. In other words, they have been brought up in a Jewish, a Muslim, a Christian household, and that becomes their religious affiliation or their source of social endearment to one another, or their house of prayer. But
mm-hmm.
prayer is within the individual soul, and that is a private matter between you and what you consider to be God, or, you know, whatever you call that. And when you start to connect to that transformation and you invite spiritual guardians that are there, and these are watchful souls. By the way, I should state that life is a perpetual progressive cycle. It does not end with death. It begins as a new life.
Oh.
So our spiritual dimension is, we live in a physical form. When that form transitions from its physical life and it moves into the spiritual dimension, it does not cease to exist. So for anyone who has lost someone that has been very dear to them, that soul or the energy of that individual is still very viable, although in a spiritual dimension that most of us cannot see or have the resources or the knowledge to tap into. It takes years of practice developing what many people call an intuitive or psychic connection to another realm, where they can receive information and guardianship from the individuals that remain in an invisible space.
So you talk about in the book being able to communicate with your mother.
Yes.
Yeah, I
yes.
would like to do that. My mother died. It'll be 15 years this year, and I would love
ask her to make herself known to you.
Okay.
And I would imagine if you continue this, that you will have what most people think are dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But you will have a vision of her coming into your life, and that is an actual communication with
oh,
practice.
Nice.
Yes, it is such a reassuring and lovely thing. My mom was my best friend,
mm-hmm.
and to lose her at a time in my life when I was going through such a transition was really devastating to me. Unfortunately, at that time, I didn't know all the things that I know now, which would have made it so much easier for me to, you know, get over the loss of her passing. And it doesn't mean, I hope I don't sound as a detached individual, because I don't mean to be that way. But when you lose someone, the feeling of that loss and that tragedy, doesn't matter how evolved you are spiritually, you still feel that physical loss.
Yeah.
And but it's nice to know that they're there. They are at all of the celebrations that your family would ever have. They're there in your loneliest hours. They're right by your side, comforting you. You can feel them. It's like a feather touches you, or you'll scent. You'll have a distinct scent of, you know, for me, my grandfather would have been a pipe. For my mother, my grandmother, it's perfume.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel a breeze flush by you. You might have shivers up down your spine when you're, you know, in their presence. And the more you learn how to feel comfortable with the communication, the more they'll begin to communicate with you.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Well, Juliana, I want to thank you so much. And I encourage everyone to read your wonderful book, Life is a Spiritual Soup. And that's such a great title.
I love that.
You know, makes me think of all, like, obviously all the different ingredients and all, like, we talked about
and
all the different layers.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Has a different ingredient to their own spiritual soup. So.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, how can people learn more about you?
www.turtlehillpublishing.com.
Okay.
And that will give them bio and link them to a whole lot of different other websites.
Oh, terrific. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Juliana, again, I want to thank you. I hope everyone has a terrific week. Keep being healthy. Get in touch with your spirituality and take care. Bye-bye.